Okay, so I'll start with your name.
Min Lee.
Okay, and the company you work for?
Silicon Valley Bank.
And tell us a little bit more about your bank.
Silicon Valley Bank is a bank that's been around for about 27 years, focused solely on technology and private equity venture capital, with a small slice of winery business. So, you know, we work with primarily technology companies in our book of business, which is software, hardware, clean tech, and then on the life sciences side, it's biotech and medical device.
You mentioned something about being in Seattle. So you're based in Seattle, is that right?
So I'm based out of the Seattle office, and Seattle office covers Western Canada.
Okay.
This portion of Western Canada. And so I'm the guy that primarily comes up to Canada and gets the chance to meet with companies up here.
Okay, and we're at the Growth Conference, so tell me a little bit more about why you're here.
You know, I mean, part of it is, you know, hearing some of the other people that we're going to attend. You know, folks said, hey, you know, we're going to be there and you should check it out. A lot of companies here. And so, you know, in the bigger events where you get an opportunity to, at a one-stop, meet multiple investors, multiple, you know, folks in the community, so the right kind of attorneys and accountants, KPMGs and the, you know, the other attorneys that work with technology companies, you know, you try to do it. And then obviously interesting companies as well that fit what we're focused on, which is technology. A lot of it is early stage as well here. And so I thought this was a good opportunity to expose myself to more of the community.
So some people have used words like angel investor and VC, mm-hmm. and now you're saying bank. So is what you're doing come under which? How would you describe what it is that you're doing? Maybe it differentiates between some of the other terms.
So we are a commercial bank, and so we don't put in equity. We put in debt. I think what's unique about us is that versus most of the other banks is that we can work with technology a little more creatively on the debt side, and we can do it across the life cycle. And so most banks look at lending to companies from a historical cash flow perspective. And so, you know, you got to be profitable, you get to be able to support the debt, and you have to have, you know, revenue growth and so forth and so on. And you know, we've kind of created the ability to lend to early stage companies by getting a better understanding of the venture model. And so typically we can work with venture-backed companies to extend their runway by leveraging equity dollars with debt.
So maybe you can explain, if somebody was an entrepreneur and they were thinking, well, how would I go about this in terms of how you would be involved, and maybe there's even a specific company example that you've been involved with.
You know, I mean, I would just keep it high level, is that, you know, a company needs to raise, for an early stage company, for example, where I think we absolutely differentiate, but you know, on the later stage companies, we do things differently. It's just not as, unless you go into the details, it's not as obvious. And so on the early stage side, you may have a company trying to raise a Series A, and they have a certain set of milestones that they need to meet, and they need, call it $6 million to hit those milestones. And it could be getting a prototype out, it could be getting some revenues or some big, you know, endorsable kinds of clients. And so, you know, instead of maybe raising the full $6 million through full-on equity, you can maybe raise $5 million in equity and $1 million in debt, bank debt, that most banks won't be able to provide, but because we can get comfortable with institutional VC money in the model and have a lot of relationships on the VC side, we can. So it's a lot less dilutive. You can get to the same spot, but it's a lot less dilutive. The alternative is maybe $6 million you think gets you there from your plan, but you want some cushion because inevitably things don't go as planned. So, you know, we could layer on top of the $6 million you raise of equity, another million or two. And that might get you another two quarters of runway to achieve those milestones that you think will ultimately raise the valuation for the next round.
So what size of companies are you tending to get involved with?
All stages.
Okay.
Well, you know, the earlier the better, and we may not be able to provide all products to all stages of companies, but the earlier the better, in that, you know, you always want to be able to have time to build a relationship.
You mentioned them being VC-backed. Is that sort of a requirement, or is it just depend on
technology,
how organized they're?
Technology is the requirement. Is it a tech company?
Okay.
Is it a promising, growing tech company? Interesting technology. Doesn't have to be venture-backed. We actually have a pretty strong practice of just banking companies that are non-venture-backed and then helping them raise. So, you know, part of the value add is that we've been doing this for so long and have the deepest relationships with all the VCs. We have you know, north of 500 VC companies that we bank ourselves in. So we know the partners, we know the funds, we work with the funds. And so if we, you know, a company that works with us on the early stage that hasn't raised money but needs to at some point and wants to, there's a benefit there, right? We may not be able to lend to you. So the threshold between, for lending, oftentimes is you have to have VC in, but not the threshold for banking. You can have a, you can be a bank client and benefit from the platform because we're so deep that we can make introductions, right? So we can play, you know, the way I think about it in a very loose way is that we can play iBanker without, you know, the fees. We do it pro bono for our client base. And so we understand what the business is. We can say, hey, you know what, you should meet so-and-so, you know, you should meet X, Y, and Z in the Bay Area, right, at XL, or at, let me make that introduction for you, a warm intro.
So you mentioned originally is representing Western Canada as well, right? And so,
out of our office, yeah.
Yeah, so this being supposed to be, you mentioned C100 and Silicon Valley, Canada, connecting to Silicon Valley.
Say that again, C what?
C100 is, you know about C100?
I've heard of it, I don't know.
Okay. Well, C100 is supposed to be a part of this because it's basically Canadian entrepreneurs, BC people, I guess, that are in Silicon Valley now, and they've basically banded together to be you know, a group of 100. And so some of those people are here, and I'm wondering if basically the connection to Canada, that, you know, coming up here, do you see growth in the tech industry, or do you see more Canadians going down to the States and getting more proactive and investing, getting investment down there, or?
Yeah, it seems to me like companies in Canada are looking in the Bay Area more. You know, the folks, the venture capital folks in the Pacific Northwest certainly come up here to look at opportunities. I think that's a good thing, right? Because I think the, you know, you have a finite group of investors here, but it's not a huge group. And so, given the ratio of technology companies to funding sources, it seems low. And so I think, you know, as a part of that, folks are having to look outside. For us, I think there's a lot of interesting technology companies in Vancouver. And so that's the play for us. It's there's so many companies. It's probably, in our view, an underserved, or my view, an underserved area in terms of financing solutions. And so I think there's a lot of opportunities for us to help out.